Mike and Trisha Mornings Podcast. Real, live, local.
So yesterday, I'm at the store, and this lady walks up to me, and she says, you know, I'm wondering, where did you guys donate those bras? And I was like, oh, we're going to donate them to the Center Against Family Violence. It's the shelter. And she says, oh, God, that's so great. You know, I dropped some off for you guys one morning. I just dropped them at the door. And I was like, oh, so you're one of those people. And I was like, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And I said, yeah, what we'll probably be doing is, you know, taking a couple of final photographs. We took a final photograph of you and I outside standing underneath, you know, the lines of bras that we had strung across the building. And then this morning I walk in. And there's two boxes of bras here.
Yeah, well, those are the ones that were on the building.
Yeah, isn't
they,
that cool?
They brought them all down.
Yeah, these are the ones that got donated that we strung up across the building.
And then I think we also have more that are still up front.
We
that
do.
We didn't have enough room for.
Yeah, we do. So how cool is that?
Yeah, pretty dang.
How cool is that? So we're gonna take some final photographs, and then we'll put them all together on a blog.
Yeah.
And then
I think we should find a bed, throw those all in a bed, and let me roll around.
Oh my God. God, you're disgusting.
And you can film me
doing
that.
What is your problem?
You know, people like to do that with money. I'll do it with bras.
You're such a weirdo.
It'll be my parody of people rolling
with money
on their bed.
No, I think I would prefer the money.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I would too.
I mean, you know, that's a funny thing.
So that's what we'll do next year.
Money.
Money across our building.
Money across our building. That way we could do that. Sure. Now that I can get behind.
I know just the cause that we can donate it to. Big Daddy could use a car.
It's so true. You do need a car.
Why wait until next year?
Right, exactly. Donate now.
I say next week it's Green Paper Week on Mike and Trisha Mornings. It's a thought. Write it down.
Nerd. You're such a nerd.
Hey, sometimes ideas just come to me, man.
That's right. That's right. You
All I
have...
need is somebody to start things off, and then my mind just starts going, man.
You're such a nerd. Wow. You were dropped on your head as a child, weren't you?
No. And before you ask, my mom had me tested. Okay, who's blowing out birthday candles today?
Okay, you got three of them. This 49-year-old actress, probably best well known for her orange juice commercial and for her role on 30 Rock.
Oh, okay. All right. She's the blonde one, right?
She's the blonde.
She's got a really weird last name.
She does.
It sounds like Krakowski. First name is Jane.
Jane.
If you have Netflix and you spend a lot of time on Netflix, you also may know her as the really weird boss on The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You ever watch that show?
No, I don't have Netflix. I need to get Netflix. Yeah. I really do.
That show is ridiculously ridiculous.
Okay. I've heard about that show. Yeah. I really want to get that. I need to, you know, drag myself into the current, you know, platforms.
Yeah.
The problem is that I'm gonna become a recluse because they've got West Wing. That's a problem.
Yeah, they do, man. They do. And yes, you can waste a lot of time.
And there's like ten seasons of that show. Yeah. So yeah, it could get really bad.
Yeah.
You might have to send in help.
Yeah, I just started Dexter some time ago. I'm already up to the last season.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of times I find myself, you know, I won't go to sleep when I'm supposed to.
Right, because you want to know what's next.
Yeah, because they hook me, man.
And see, that's the problem of not having an actual traditional TV schedule. Because it's like, oh my God, I can't wait, you know. And then next thing you know, 18 hours of your life is gone.
Right.
You know.
Right.
Next person you share your birthday with is this 71-year-old. He's a singer. He's a songwriter. He's one of the group from the 80s that nobody can really tell who's who. One of them's got a mustache.
Mm-hmm.
One of them's blonde.
Okay. All right. Well, which one is this one?
This is the blonde.
The blonde? That would make him Daryl Hall.
Yep.
Oh, I love Hall & Oates.
71.
Wow. He doesn't look it.
Not at all. He looks great.
Doesn't he, though?
Yeah.
I love Hall & Oates, man.
I do, too. Oh. A couple of years ago, he collaborated with, who was it? It's that weird Fits in the Tantrums.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, and they did a song that sounded so Hall & Oates-ish.
Yeah. He collaborates with a lot of people.
He does.
One of the things that he's doing these days is he's got like a studio in his garage.
Cool.
Or basement or one of those places. I think it's a garage. And he does an internet show. Live from Daryl's garage, I think it's called. And he always has people in, and they jam out for like a an hour or so.
Oh, that is so
and,
cool.
You know, and they go back and forth, and they talk, and it's just it's a cool thing to watch.
Oh, how fun!
And sometimes they come out with some really great versions of songs.
I'll bet.
Recently, he had Metallica, and they did this really cool mashup. No, I'm kidding. They didn't. Metallica wasn't there. I'm kidding.
What?
Although on the internet, there is a really cool mashup of a Hall & Oates song with Metallica.
Are you going to play it?
Would you like to hear it?
Yes.
Here.
Oh, my God.
Listen.
Oops, we can't play that. It's copyrighted material.
That's kind of cool. It's so off the wall.
It is.
I feel that it's kind of cool.
Yeah, I kind of dig that.
Okay, quickly, before you move on to the third celebrity. Okay. Best Hall & Oates songs. There are two eras of Hall & Oates.
Yes.
There was the 70s Hall & Oates and the 80s Hall & Oates. What's your favorite 70s Hall & Oates song?
She's Gone.
Oh, I love that song.
Yeah.
I love that song. But I'm partial to
Smile. Yeah.
Right?
God, see, I'm partial to 70s Hall & Oates.
Yeah,
even though the 80s were, you know, when I really discovered them. But when I was a kid, it's just like always in that background, you know, kind of thing. Oh, I love 70s Hall & Oates.
This is my favorite 80s.
Oh, no. More copyrighted material that we can't play here. So sorry.
I love that song.
That and You Make My Dreams Come True.
I hate You Make My Dreams Come True.
Yeah.
Hate that song.
I know.
That should be wiped from their catalog. But Adult Education, I dig.
But kudos to those guys for being able to change with the times.
Oh, yeah, like instantaneously.
Not lose a step.
Yeah, they were amazing. And then you share your birthday with this 41-year-old actress. She's been on Bones. She was Don Haskins' wife in Glory Road.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Her sister is.
Her sister has the bangs,
girl.
Right?
Do they have the same last name?
Yes.
So it's, oh my God, Emily.
Yes.
She's Emily Deschanel.
Deschanel.
Yeah.
Yep.
The character's full name on Bones, because she plays Bones.
Right.
What is it? Do you know?
No.
Do you know? Too late. Temperance.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
What a great name.
Right?
I love that.
Yeah, that's probably why they call her Bones.
Probably.
No, that's not why they call her Bones. They call her Bones because she works with bones. Kiss FM.
Here's what's trending now.
Halloween costumes and lice is what's trending
now.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Experts are weighing in on Halloween costumes because, you know, it's that time of the
right.
year. What was that math you came up with the other day?
Today.
I came up with it. Yeah.
20 days.
20 days until Halloween. So it's about time to start trying on costumes and looking for costumes for your children. Well, experts are saying that, you know, because kids are back in school, and that's always, you know, one of those times where your kid could come home with lice.
Yeah.
Right? They're saying that because of that and because, you know, when you go shopping for costumes, a lot of times you're trying on masks.
Right.
And you're not the first to try on that mask.
Ooh.
Yeah, no, they're saying that, you know, stores have these huge walls of costumes and masks. And by the time you get around to buying one, several other people have already tried it on. Maybe even dozens of people.
Oh,
I mean,
gross.
Who knows? And lice could end up on costumes, especially those that you pull over your head. You know, so experts are saying that, yeah, I mean, there is a possibility that you, you know, your child
right.
might get lice because of that.
Yeah.
They do, however, give you a few tips to lower the risk of getting lice. Three things that you can do, according to the experts. One is to take a shower cap or swim cap to the store with you and make sure that your kids wear it while they're trying stuff on.
And, you know, you think to yourself, oh, come on, I'm not going to do that. Yeah, if it's between that and dealing with lice, I'm taking the shower cap every time.
I've never had to deal with lice.
I had a cousin who one of her kids came home from school, like, I guess like 2-3 years ago. And oh my God, dude, it took like a month and a half to get rid of that.
Yeah, I understand. I understand.
It's really tough to get rid of.
I understand. It is a process. Yeah. Another tip, once you buy a costume, seal it up in a plastic bag for 48 hours. If there are any lice in there, they'll die within a day or two. Lice eggs, however, can survive longer. So it's not necessarily foolproof. If you really want to be careful about it, and you've got like these, you know, these 20 days to Halloween, you might want to zip them up and keep them in there for a couple of weeks.
Oh my
just
God.
To make sure, wow. Just to make sure that like even the eggs don't survive.
What, if, you know, why did God decide to come up with these horrible beasts that they serve no purpose.
Know. Maybe they do. I don't know.
Lice?
I don't know.
Come on, what purpose could they serve?
I don't know. Maybe back in the day when dinosaurs roamed the earth, they served some kind of a purpose.
Ugh.
Throw your costume in the dryer on high for 45 minutes before you wear it is the third and final tip mm-hmm. that experts offer. That should kill them off, too.
Yeah, but before you do that, you better make sure that your costume can handle that.
Yes.
Because Halloween costumes are not exactly the most, the most amazingly constructed things in the entire world.
Yeah, you do have to make sure that they are dryer friendly.
Yeah.
You don't want that costume to melt in your dryer. So, yeah, you're absolutely right. See, I was wrong. There are four tips.
Yeah, there you go.
and that last one by another expert, mom.
Yep.
So, there you go. That's how you prevent yourself and your kids from bringing home something really scary from the costume store. U.S. soccer team.
Oh, man.
Man, are they catching it on social media this morning.
Oh, no! We suck again!
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Turns out we're not going to the World Cup.
For the first time since 1986.
Oh, no! We suck again!
Yeah, I mean, it's bad enough that we're not going to the World Cup. Mm-hmm. But since 1986, not only are we not going, we didn't even qualify.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
And so sports writers are jumping all over these guys. They're like, y'all have set soccer back 30 years, my God.
Wow.
This is the kind of thing that makes, that ensures that the United States will never get into, like, the whole soccer thing. I mean, because the rest of the world, they like soccer.
Yeah, it's their football.
Right, right. And they're like, yeah, y'all are just driven a nail in it.
Right.
And I mean, people are being really, the sports writers are being really mean.
Well, there's only room for one football in America.
Yeah.
And that's the NFL. That's
right.
Real football.
That's right. Well, definitely.
Even though rarely is the foot involved, it's still the real
football
in America.
Yeah.
Soccer is just a bunch of guys running back and forth.
Yeah, it is. And one sports writer said something like, the only people who care about soccer
are the Fosters and Hunts.
No, the only people who
see
will
what
care.
I did there?
I know.
See what I did there?
I know.
Thank you. Better late than never.
The only people who care about soccer
are the Fosters and Hunts. See? It's all about timing. See how much funnier that was?
Our soccer moms and the people who make juice boxes.
That is a soccer mom staple.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. So, yeah, I mean, it's just getting ugly.
Wow.
Yeah.
And they're also catching a lot of heat online because they lost to these, like itty-bitty countries.
Trinidad and Tobago.
Oh, my gosh.
Actually,
Tobago.
Yeah.
Is that where bagels come from?
No.
Where is Tobago? I bet you later this morning we'll find out that it's like one of the most Googled things today.
I think
people are like, what is that?
I think Trinidad and Tobago are one team.
We lost to one team twice? Or are you telling me that it took two countries to get 11 guys?
I can't remember.
And those guys from two countries were still better than a country with over 300 million people, and we couldn't find 11 guys
on
a soccer team. I have no idea how many players there are at the field at one time.
It's a twin island country, Trinidad and Tobago.
Wow.
And so that they're two different islands, but it's one government. It's one country.
Oh, well, now for real.
Oh, no! We suck again!
Oh, no.
It's situated off the northern edge of the South American mainland.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
I didn't even know that it was a twin country kind of thing.
A twin country, Trinidad and
Tobago. I thought we'd lost twice.
No, just once.
Oh,
just once, Trinidad
no.
and Tobago.
All right, well, that's what's trending this morning. How badly we suck at soccer.
Right?
Drunk, stoned, or just stupid?
Okay.
Headline reads, car thief leaves incredible Hulk hands behind.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. You've never seen those toys?
No.
You've never watched Big Bang Theory?
No.
Sheldon loves him, the Hulk hands. Yeah. They're these big foamy thingies, and you know, they're like gloves.
Right.
But they're about the size of the Incredible Hulk's hands. And I don't
know. So, like, Hulk Smash is
what
you're saying?
Exactly.
Okay.
And I don't know what, there's various types, but some of them, when you hit them together, it'll say Hulk Smash.
Oh, my God, that's hilarious.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I got to get me some of those.
But what do you think? Drunk, stoned, or stupid?
Stoned.
No indication this guy was on drugs, so he's just plain stupid.
Oh, wow.
33-year-old Ariel Contreras broke into a car in Pasco, Washington, about 1:30 in the morning this past Sunday. Somebody spotted him and confronted him, so he took off. But he left something behind. Apparently, he was wearing those big, fake, green, Incredible Hulk hands during the robbery. And he left them attached to the steering wheel. Yeah, he just slipped out of them. And there they are, still holding on to the steering wheel.
It must have looked like Hulk had, like, run out of his hands. You
yes.
know, he'd, like, pulled so hard.
Yeah.
His hands fell off.
Yeah. That's exactly what it looked like.
Is there pictures?
There is a picture.
Oh, good.
Unfortunately, you can't see it from the side that you are.
No, but I'll go around at the commercials. But oh,
yes.
That's hilarious.
No, there is a photo of just the Hulk hands on the steering wheel. I don't know, dude. I mean, that's not the only thing that makes him stupid. I think, you know, if you're going to be committing any kind of crime and you don't want to leave any fingerprints behind.
Sure.
Wouldn't you want gloves that are a little more flexible?
Well, you would think.
Like maybe leather gloves or something.
Well, and gloves that people don't go, why is that guy wearing Hulk hands?
Yes.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, because if somebody did spot you, wouldn't it be one of those things you told the cops?
Yes.
He
was wearing Hulk hands.
Yeah.
You know?
So, yeah, he was tracked down a couple of blocks away, and he has been arrested, and this guy has been charged with possession of stolen property and vehicle prowling.
You know, he's going to have to explain this in jail. I got caught because of my Hulk hands.
Uh-huh.
Really? You know, you have to think about these things when you're committing a crime.
You do, man.
Because eventually you're going to be in general population.
Right.
And
right.
People are going to find out.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I mean, jail's hard enough as it is.
Yeah, so.
So I hear.
You've seen movies, huh?
I have.
Gotcha. It's your Uncle Mikey Stupid News. Kiss FM. That is currently my favorite song, Imagine Dragons, Thunder.
I like that one.
It's a diss song.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. I listen to music like a girl. I listen to the lyrics.
Not true, because I'm a girl and I don't listen to music the way you do.
You don't listen to the lyrics when you listen to songs?
I do, but for the most part, it takes me a while to go, oh, that's what they're saying?
Really?
Yeah.
Well, then you listen like a man.
Mm-hmm.
I listen like a girl. I've always been fascinated by lyrics because they tell stories.
Right.
And so when I actually paid attention to the lyrics to Thunder, it's like a diss track.
Hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. He talks about in this song, he talks about how when he was a kid, the other kids used to laugh at him.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. There's that last part there on the lyrics where it reads, and I quote, "Kids were laughing in my classes while I was scheming for the masses. Who do you think you are, dreaming about being a big star? They say you're basic. They say you're easy. You're always riding in the back seat. Now I'm smiling from the stage while you're clapping in the nosebleeds."
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. So there.
It's like a diss track at everybody who laughed at him and everybody who was like, you'll never be anybody.
Right, right.
Because at the very beginning, he talks about how he always dreamt about making it big.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool.
But people were like, yeah,
whatever,
you're not going to get anywhere, dude. Come on.
That is cool. I like that.
Yeah. Yeah. See?
Okay. I like the song even better now.
Yeah. I'm like that. I just listen to lyrics. I'm a lyric listener.
Mm-hmm.
Which is probably why I also like documentaries.
Yeah. No, documentaries I really did.
Because you learn a lot.
You do.
A lot.
I was always that kid who was real excited when they rolled in the film strip thing, the film strip cart in school.
Uh-huh.
Not just because you were going to be able to go to sleep because the teacher was like, yeah, whatever, I don't feel like teaching today.
Uh-huh.
But I was like, hey, we're going to learn something cool.
Yeah.
You know, and yeah, everybody else is going, God, you're such a dork.
Well, I never went that far.
I did. I love those things.
Yeah, you are such a dork.
You've been listening to Mike and Tricia Mornings. For more, visit KissElPaso.com or download the 93.1 Kiss FM app for free to your iPhone or Android.